You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, my family, as always, it's great to be with you. This week we're taking a look at the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. Just two verses, but they're so deep. You gotta love Isaiah. Responsorial psalm from Psalm 65, verses 10 through 14. Our second reading from Romans 8, verses 18 through 23. Again, quite deep. And our gospel from St. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. This is one of the most famous parables, possibly not the most famous, but one of the most fundamental and foundational. If you get this one, you get most of them. My brothers and my sisters, one of the things that's most difficult about the conversion process, about constantly being converted to God, because conversion is not just a one-time thing. Even people that point to the conversion of Saul in the Acts of the Apostles, his life is an ongoing conversion, I would argue. When you read his epistles, when you read his writings, when you hear about his missionary journeys, but really his life, what you see is that his conversion and all of our conversions are ongoing, that God is constantly calling us deeper, constantly calling us to grow more humble. And the more humble we become in our humanity, the more that God's divinity, his life, his grace, his divinity can be seen in us and through us. But it's a process. Conversion is an ongoing process. And a lot of times, because we are impatient, we get frustrated with the process. We get frustrated thinking, oh, I've turned a corner. I've somehow become this level of my faith or this level of my faith. And then we do something stupid. Or then we, you know, commit a stupid sin. Or then we think that we've achieved as much as we can. And that is dangerous because God is always calling us deeper. We can always grow deeper. We can always grow more perfectly in the image of God and in love with God. And this readings today for this week, they remind us again that God is more patient with us than we are with him. And lives take time to change. And how deeply we change, how far we're willing to go, is directly proportional to our humility, to how open we are to change. A lot of times people will say, you know, I just don't feel like I'm growing deeply enough in my faith, or I want to grow deeper. And honestly, that is achievable. You can always go deeper, but you have to be willing to change and you have to be humble. In the first reading, we're reminded by God that through the prophet Isaiah, that just as the heavens and the rain and the snow come down, do not return to there's water the earth, and they make it fertile and fruitful. And basically what he says is that I'm sending, that he uses this analogy, this metaphor, the same way that I send the rain and the snow upon the earth, I'm going to send my word out, and my word is going to do what I've bid it to do. And the word of God isn't just the Bible. The word of God is Jesus. Ultimately, Jesus is the word of God. But we have to remember is that God does what he needs to do. God is doing his part. God is doing his part to make you a saint, to make me a saint. The question is, are we open to it? Are we open to the word of God? Are we open to change? In the responsorial psalm, be reminded again that the seed falls on good ground will yield harvest. Good ground. And this is where we go back again to the gospel reading. This gospel is this famous gospel with the parable of the sower and the seed. And in this parable, we're told about four different kinds of destinations, four different kinds of soil, where the seed, which is the word of God, and also Jesus, where the seed is going to fall. First, the first soil, those who never accept the word or the kingdom, hard-hearted, completely closed, you know, just so consumed with themselves or their pride, not even open to the truth of God. That would be the first kind. The second kind, those who believe in God, those who believe in the word of God for a while, but it's just sort of a Jesus high. They don't really develop any roots, don't really change anything in their life. And after the Jesus high goes away, that all of a sudden, you know, because there's no roots, the word doesn't really bring any fruit. The seed doesn't bear fruit. The third kind is the kind that falls on soil, but all of a sudden there's these thorns that grow up and choke it. And that is someone who believes, but all of a sudden worldly fears, anxieties, temptations, seductions, those things pull us and root us, like uproot us, take us away from our rootedness in God. Okay, so when temptation comes, see, this is different than the second kind. The second kind is when tribulation comes. The third kind is when temptation comes. And then the fourth kind is the one who receives the word of God with an open heart. And if you receive the word of God with an open heart, you're going to bear fruit. But here's the thing. There's three different ways when you read this parable, okay, that distractions come in that can tear us away from our rootedness. The devil, the flesh, and the world. And I'm going to say those again. The devil, the flesh, and the world. Those are those principal ways that we get tripped up in our faith life. And that's what St. Paul was trying to remind us again in the second reading. Look, we are part of creation and we are awaiting our glory, but we're still in creation. So the devil moves into creation and tries to pull us away. in creation, our flesh, like we talked about this like last week, a flesh is constantly trying to pull our spirit away. And the world can very easily seduce us and pull us away. So my brothers and my sisters, there are a lot of different themes going on here. How open are you to change? How open are you to God refining you into a saint? Because he has the purpose for you. God is not withholding anything from us. God is doing everything that he can do and he needs to do on a daily basis for you and I to become saints. But the question is, how fertile is your soil? How open is your heart? How open are you to change? Because that humility and that openness to change is the fourth kind of soil, that fertile soil where the word of God is going to find you, change you from the inside out and bear great fruit. And the fruit that you will bear will bring other fruit in the world. My brothers and my sisters, we have to start with ourselves. Look around in your world. See the ways that the devil can pull you away from God. See the ways that your flesh might lead your soul away from God. See the ways that we love the world more than God at times, that the world can seduce us or take our attention away. Identify those areas, and what we're doing is we're deepening our soil. We're taking away all that top rock, that hardened soil, all those other worldly things that keep the word of God from breathing and growing and moving and bearing fruit as strongly as it can. This week is a great opportunity to examine our lives, examine our worlds, and figure out what we can do to allow our soil to be deeper and more fertile so that the word of God can grow in us richly. May he bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.